All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes. 306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. You can start things off on Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a boot for these towns and places that have a dump, a landfill, and there's no signage on the highway anywhere. You'd have to go into a small town and ask the people, how do they get to the landfill, you know? And I noticed I was in Saskatoon last week, and there was a sign, I think it was on 45th or 45th A, and it was all, like, folded almost in half. Some semi must have hit it, and a trailer must have hit it. Something should be done about these signs. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd just like to say one thing about the garbage issue that's coming up. I don't think anybody's thought about the fact that now it's going to be taken off the taxes, so the landlords don't have to pay it anymore. Now the people that are renting and paying exorbitant costs for rent have to pay this garbage fee. And I believe it's probably going to come in because the city came up with this idea that it was going to cost an exorbitant fee. Now they're going to work really hard and bring it down to a little bit lower fee, and everybody's going to say, oh, good, at least we don't have to pay that high fee now. Thank you. Bye.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the education system. You know, the reason teachers become teachers is to educate our children. And you can't educate them if they don't put in the work. And I've got a son that just got a new job. You know, in the real world, he needs 80% minimum on all of his exams. Some exams, like they send him for 2 months of training. In some exams, you need 90%, some 95%. And on the safety rules, 100%, or they send you home, go look for a new job. That's the real world.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot that little Seamus O'Regan in the federal government for not agreeing to pay benefits to veterans' families if they're serving time in prison. And, you know, probably a lot of these people that are in prison that are veterans, the cause of why they're there is probably because of what they've seen and what they've had to do defending this country. And there's probably thousands and thousands of people that are in prison collecting social services. Well, their families don't get cut off while they're in there. Thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I want to boot the people who boot education. The problem, I was a teacher for many years, and what happens is the kids will not go to school and they don't value school because they don't get paid. And that's why they think, well, I'll just go out and get a job. And so, yeah, and then the business sector says, well, we'll train them the way we need them. So that's what I see as the problem today in education and with society. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. One of the best things ever told to me by a teacher, by the way, because we had a big debate in our class as to whether or not we should get paid for going to school.
And?
Teacher, fully in favor. You should get paid to go to school. But that means you can get fired then if you're coming to school. Words to live by. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a boot for our federal government. I don't know where they're coming from. They're spending money left and right. Some of it is maybe wisely spent, but we have these First Nations people that are getting hand over fist money paid to them. They don't pay taxes, and they're not even Canadians anymore. They don't want to be a Canadian, so they shouldn't get nothing from them.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask that gentleman that phoned in about the education system on how he has to boot it. I was just wondering how he figures that the exams that we have to write out in the safety patch or in the oil patch and all these other jobs has anything to do with our education system. Our teachers work very hard to educate our students and everything else. I don't think it's a complete education issue at all. I think it's the way the world is going on our safety side. So I think that before you boot the education system, get the facts straight. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Shouldn't you work to get a day off?
Good morning. I got a question for the citizens of Saskatoon. Everybody goes to Rush games, and they're all hyper about this Rush and all that. But we don't hear nothing about the Saskatoon Hilltops, the Saskatoon Blades, or the Huskies. But it's all about the Rush and the Riders.
Well,
you must be listening to the wrong radio stations.
I was going to say, we broadcast the Saskatchewan Huskies football program. I don't know what else.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I agree with that guy that said about the education there about his son. When I went to school, I went to a country school, and you had to use a pencil. You had to use your head, not computers and whatnot. That's a ruination of the goddamn country, that, the computers. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact, even when I went to work, I had to do the other guy's work for him. Okay? Thank you. Bye.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
When I was listening to some of those guys talking, and, you know, as you get on later in life, this becomes less and less acceptable, the fact that you don't have to turn in your homework and you still get 50%. Because imagine this, Dave. Imagine this. You're going in for surgery, and it's open-heart surgery. Do you want to look at the physician and think, man, I hope you turned in your homework and you just didn't pass because you were there? There are some things that, you know,
yeah,
it's
kind
of important that you have some special expertise in this sort of thing. Or driving across a bridge. Do you want to be driving across the bridge that was built by a guy who didn't turn in his homework and passed anyway?
Good points. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I want to salute the teachers. They basically need to teach the kids how to learn, how to hand in homework, how to be a productive person. It's the same as with your the job and the education system. The powers out there, they just don't let them do it.
You know, what about the parents? Like, aren't the parents responsible?
Well, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want my kids to get a 50% for and just because they were there.
Yep.
Like, I wouldn't want my kids to do that. Like, I want my kids to get an education because I want my kids to be successful, because I want my kids to be contributing members of society, and I want all of that to happen. So I would back the teacher, and I would insist that my child turned in their homework because I want them to be successful and educated.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, you got a lot of static on your radio. Can't even hear it today.
Out in Nipawin again?
Yeah, it started about 8 o'clock last night, and you can't hear nothing.
All right. It's
a real irritating noise.
Well, thank you for the call. We're looking into it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, talking about education, times have changed today. Some parents care about their kids' education, and some don't. But you got to think, too, there's a lot of bullying, and then some of those kids bring in weapons. So where do we bring down the guidelines.
All righty, and that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today. The lines are jammed. We'll get you on earlier tomorrow morning. Coming up after 8, we've got Legendary Country from Alan Jackson in Alabama. Andrew Hyatt going to drop by, plus the Sask Milk Cash Cow coming up, as well as a trip to Hollywood. All after 8, right here on CJW.